This is Start a Coaching Business Online, the ultimate guide on how to start an online coaching business. Learn how you can use your knowledge, talent, and expertise to start a successful coaching business. Written by Marian Tanner. Read by Marcus Malenga. Introduction. Learning something new is fun. It can also be a challenge. Many times we are required to learn something new with our job, and there are times when we are interested in something and want to learn more about it. That's why a coaching business offers a great way to make some nice profits. There is so much information out there, so it seems very easy to do just some research and find what it is you need to know. How easy is it to apply your newfound knowledge in a real-life situation? And how much can you trust the information out there? It is not really that simple. Learning something and doing something are two different things. Learning something and putting it into practice takes time, patience, and a good coach. This is where you come in handy. Think of your current niche, and as you're thinking about it, is there something within your niche that people need or want to help with? Maybe you cannot think of something within your niche. So below are 10 coaching businesses examples. The purpose is to give you the culture ideas within different niches, then go back and think of ways you can create a coaching business within your own niche. If you still cannot think of anything within your own niche, then it can be a totally separate business from what you have right now. Read each one and think about it. Then read it again, thinking of ways that you can apply that knowledge to your own business. Chapter 1. Types of Coaching Businesses. The 10 coaching businesses ideas are computer IT, financial, career, parenting, gardening, school, high school and college, cooking, instruments, home improvement, and sales. Each one is a different type of business, and you may or may not need any special experience to start. You won't need experience to start the business neither, but one thing to note is you must let your potential clients know you are simply coaching and not giving professional advice. If you are a professional, that is great, and you will be a step ahead of others coaches out there. But nonetheless, people will seek a non-professional who charges less to give supplemental knowledge to what they already know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?